5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep End 5. Number 1.
My number 1 gem is the sapphire. And that's probably an unusual choice because sapphire is such a well-known gem. And I've always had a little bit of a leaning towards the more unusual coloured stones. But sapphire comes from a species of gem called corundum. And there are two very famous corundums, one being ruby and the other being sapphire. So the classification goes this way: if it's red, it's ruby, and if it's any other colour, it's called sapphire. I think my reason for choosing sapphire might have a teeny bit of jeweler's pragmatism. So it's maybe got something to do with the hardness and the toughness of the stone. It's ranked 9 on the Mohs scale of hardness, which ranges from talc right down at number 1 to diamond at number 10. So what that means is that I know I can get to work with my jewelers of equivalent of hammer and chisel to bed these gems right down into the metal without mishap and, more importantly, without tears. I think one of the things that I do love about all of the gemstones is the mythology that comes along with it. In effect, sapphire and those other well-known major gems, diamond, emerald, ruby, they've got centuries, or what I think of millennia, of marketing behind them. But the blue of sapphire is meant to represent or symbolise the tranquility of the heavens, and they have some very gorgeous names to describe the different blues, like cornflower or Ceylon, or even the holy of holies, a sleepy Kashmir blue. I've used a sapphire in my own ring. I hesitate to say it's an engagement ring because I think engagement sort of denotes something a little more dewy-eyed than perhaps a midlife merger might warrant, but let's call it a lover's ring. And this ring holds a Ceylon blue sapphire. I've actually set it in a kind of a discreet encasement of platinum, which is then embedded into gold. And it's a ring that I attempted to do something quite generic and timeless. I wanted a sort of a timeless, non-designed ring. It works and it shows off the stone very beautifully. I think for me, sapphires are almost like living things. They're never quite the same hue from day to day. And for me, there's a meditative quality to this deep sky blue of this stone, where it makes me feel everything is possible.
Deep End 5.